Hey guys.
What is up?
What is going on? Welcome back to the second annual episode
of Serial Killer Podcast. It's annual.
Annual. Once every year.
Once a year. We shall gather in our bonus room. I'm turning my lamp on.
Okay.
Hear that?
I am off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Flipping my light off.
Very sick.
All right. Closing my door. Okay. And then I'm laying down on my couch. We're gonna freaking do this podcast. All right, you ready? We're back.
Yeah, we're back, guys. We're back and better than ever. So, last episode we talked about many things.
Let me get a blanket.
Many of which were also very wrong. So,
was that a thing?
What?
Really?
Yes.
It was just dragged on.
You know, you would think that we're perfect, but the reality is, we're just people, man. We're doing what people do.
And for real?
Apparently, what people do is just mess up, like scum of the earth, and that's what we are. So,
man, people suck.
People, honestly, they're not the best.
All right, I am now in my blanket.
I am in my blanket too. It's the most comfortable,
freaking snug.
I'm snug like a bug.
I'm snug like a bug in a rug next to a pug. Yeah. Ugh. Dude, the pugs.
I mean, I love
all right, so.
But at the same time.
For this episode, we talk about.
Talk about.
Disney's version of Star Wars. Their new.
The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian's great, but let's talk about the other movies.
Okay, I'm down. I have talked about this many a time. With some of the more avid fans of Star Wars at my table during lunch.
I feel like I should be part of your table.
Yeah, you should. You should join.
I should probably do that.
Yeah. Okay. Before we hop into that topic, I need to correct something from the past episode. So, Olaf Tryggvason, he was a Viking king, not a Viking leader.
Your parents listened to it. We corrected you.
It was only my dad. He looked up. He's like, bro. He's like, hey, Tree. He's actually very handsome. And I was like, oh, dad, come on there. He's very, very, very handsome, beautiful man. He was a king.
Nice.
That was his son. Never mind. You're talking about Olaf Tryggvason's son, who was a chief or whatever. I don't know. Let's just say that I am related to a beautiful Norwegian man.
Nice, dude.
All right. So, the new Disney movies. Let's talk about them. So, the first one, Star Wars: The Force Awakens. A lot of stuff happens in it.
Wait, let's do a recap of the old stuff, right?
Recap
so we had the original
I'm gonna let you cover this bit.
Or three. Okay, I got this. All right. I'm going to try and refrain from going into deep lore like the video game and comic and book lore, like the legends now. But I'm going to mention Clone Wars because that's still part of it. So, we had Star Wars: A New Hope. It was not Star Wars 4 yet. It was just called Star Wars when it first came out. That's not important. Whatever. 4, 5, and 6 come out. 4 was the first thing ever of its kind. 5 was everything that the 4th did great but better. 6 was 4 and 5 with Ewoks. A lot of people didn't like that. I don't really care. I think 5's the best.
I loved Ewoks, bro. Ewoks are my jam.
I don't hate them, but I don't love them.
Didn't you get the full prequels. Lego set of like Ewoks?
Yes. It was like $200.
It was $200. It was like a little like jungle. It was sick. I loved it. It was great.
I remember you came over and we built it together.
Yeah, it was great.
It was like Christmas, or no, it was my birthday. It was after my birthday.
Your birthday. It was at your birthday party.
We
just came home from the park. We're like, you know what?
It was raining, and you came over.
It was overcast. It wasn't even raining.
It was overcast, and you just stayed. You just stayed at my house, and everybody else left, and we built it.
We built it together.
That was. I wish I still had that. That's dope. That was dope.
That thing was sick.
It was like the ending of. 6.
Yeah.
Like when they're all
Last Jedi.
Back on topic. You get the Part prequels, 5. Right? You get 1, 2, and 3. Revenge of the Sith is still not my favorite, like not the best Star Wars movie in my opinion. But I can rewatch that a lot. I think it's good.
Yeah.
honestly. A lot of people disagree, but I think it's the best prequel by far. It was pretty good. Good story about Anakin, whatever. And nobody liked the prequels because Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff on the actor. Apparently he got, like, suicidal and stuff. That's it. Okay, sorry.
Is that
getting
a bad
off track.
Thing? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Yeah, so then we get to, we're like, we wait a couple, like, 15, no, not 15, it's like 10 years, I'd say, around 10 since the prequels. Yeah. Disney buys, I could be wrong, because I think it was like 2006.
I have no idea.
No, it was 2008.
Disney went on this whole, like, shopping spree, and then just bought everything they saw.
Bought everything.
They have almost, they have so much stuff. They bought National Geographic, which you would think is, like, a really stupid investment. But I mean, people watch that stuff, dude. Like, whatever works, man.
Yeah, man. All right, so, oh yeah, in between this time, we got the Clone Wars and Rebels. Rebels was eh. Clone Wars is freaking amazing. Season 7's coming out soon. I'm gonna watch that on Disney
Clone
Plus.
Wars? Your Clone
on
Wars?
Disney
was
Plus.
My,
yeah.
My jam.
Dude, like, Clone Wars was so good.
I watched every single episode up to season 3.
So
when somebody
good.
Died.
Oh, season
3.
Who? Which one?
I don't remember. It was a long
favorite
time.
Clone, hands down, is Gregor. He was amazing.
He was great.
But yeah, okay, we're done with Clone Wars. I have to finish this.
All right.
Now we can all talk. Both of us can conversate. I did that recap.
Yeah.
This is right. Disney bought Star Wars.
Yeah.
And we get Force Awakens. What did you do? Did you go opening night? What was your experience? How did you
like
it?
I went. I think the first. It was within the first month of it getting released. Cause this was before, like, Marvel was pushing out, like, Endgame and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of went in, like, a period. It was, like, there weren't many. Okay, a lot of movies weren't coming out at that point. So then we were just like, you know what? Let's go see this movie. So my dad loved Star Wars, right? He was like, let's go watch some Star Wars. And I was like, I'm down. I haven't seen a Star Wars movie in a while. So we went, and then we watched the movie. I personally. Because I hadn't seen a Star Wars movie in, like, years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, last one I'd seen was, like, I don't know, like, 8 years ago. So then me watching this, I was like, it's pretty sick. I enjoy it. I personally liked it. So we got it on a disc. And then I rewatched, like, two more times. And by the end of that, I started to hate Rey as an actor. Whoever plays Rey, I forgot her name.
Seriously.
By any means. You know?
Yeah.
She's, like, severely lacking.
So I thought, I actually don't remember this guy's name. Whoever played Poe Dameron was amazing.
Yeah.
Best actor.
He's great. He's like Han
Kylo
Solo.
Ren.
Kylo Ren.
Okay, no, he'll never replace Han Solo, but
yeah.
Kylo Ren was a really good villain. I actually thought, I was like, dude, okay, I'm getting with the story. This is how I watched it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, and I was getting to it, and then I feel like the whole point of, like, Darth Vader, right, was, like, you never knew what he looked like until, you actually never know what he looks like until the prequels, and then, of course, you see him in the end of Return of the Jedi. But, like, it's, like, disfigured Anakin, like, burnt and, like, gray and...
I made a small oopsie. We don't have to restart because Anchor is the best app ever. Go check it out, install it.
You can combine.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
A great thing. Yeah, sick.
So, like I was saying, the anonymity of Darth Vader was awesome.
Yeah.
Still, probably the best Star Wars character ever, Darth Vader. So freaking sick. But then you got Kylo Ren, who was really cool and ominous until he took his helmet off and was like.
Dude, he's just a normal dude.
He's a normal guy.
He's like an edgy teenager that wants to be emo, but his friends kicked him out of the emo kids. Yeah.
So he joins a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not a cult. It's more. It's a group, a gathering of people, the Knights of Ren. Each of them have their own Ren title.
I feel like I feel like Kylo Ren would be the type of kid to own a furry costume, not because he wants to be a furry. But because he thinks it's cool and edgy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I actually, my first time watching it, really liked it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
And then the second time, it was like, eh.
Yeah. It the story got old real quick.
Yeah, because then you realize it's just A New Hope.
Yeah.
Over again.
I also enjoyed the second one. I think it was okay.
You liked The Last Jedi?
I enjoyed it for the first time watching it.
What? No way. I remember walking out of the theater like so many, like I was expecting to get most of my questions answered, at least leave some for 9.
It was a pointless but movie. It was some a
pointless. Yeah. I was like, I want some of my questions answered. And then like, nothing.
I would say most of the movie was just them like training Rey.
But like at the same time, you had this whole thing to try and get Luke to
You want to know the stupidest thing ever?
What?
So Luke, he's over here, he trains for multiple years of his life with Yoda and then Obi-Wan Obi-Wan then Yoda.
Creates his own academy.
Yeah. And then Rey, that's before he can even hold the lightsaber. He's doing all this training. Rey picks it up within the first like, I don't know, month of her training.
Yeah.
She's already using it like a pro. And she can use the Force like it's nobody's business. And Luke's supposed to be like stupid skilled. So
yeah.
She should there's no
Legends.
Way.
Like I said, I wouldn't bring this up, but in Legends, yeah. In the books, he's the greatest Jedi to ever live. Like, he just creates powers,
yeah.
Basically.
Like
he's...
Even in the movie, they mentioned it several times. He's the most skilled, like...
Skilled.
So,
not to the extent
yeah.
of Legends, but still freaking crazy. I mean, he had an academy. He was the best Jedi. He was the last Jedi left until...
Dude, like, there's no way Rey should be able to do this type of stuff. Because she's just a little slave girl, whatever she's called. I don't know.
Slave girl.
She's just a little person hanging out in the scrapyards with. She doesn't have a mom. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I feel sorry for her, but
doesn't have a dad either. And they never answered who her parents
were. Dude, that was so annoying.
Your parents were nobody.
For her like parents to be like either like Han Solo and Princess Leia, or like something else.
But then I mean, Ben was her sister, or Ben was his, her brother, and he's Kylo, Ben.
Yeah. Weird. But what if it was like, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Never mind.
And then, it was a pretty cool scene though when they were he cut Snoke in half, and he like turned the lightsaber. That was cool. And then I was like, dude, that's sick. And then I realized Snoke's dead, and I was like, okay, so. Who's the bad guy now?
Right,
so who's our
dude,
villain?
Okay,
and Kylo Ren's like
all over the place because like Kylo Ren like changed.
And then you got that last part where it was like here's my idea of like a Star Wars like movie has to at least have like I don't know. It just didn't feel like a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, it didn't.
It was weird. It took everything that was like, and then, of course, this new one is gonna be like, hey, retcon the entire death of the Emperor, the entire victory, the entire success of the original cast, and it's gonna be like that was a failure because, I mean, he's back.
Yeah.
So, yay.
Okay, I would say the one part that I hated about the first one, like the most, was the ending. It was so anticlimactic. Because she climbs this giant mountain. We're like, something's going to happen. And then it ends.
Hands it to him.
She's the thing.
Holding it out.
And then it's zoom up on his little robot hand, just holding the lightsaber. Then they zoom out to the top of the mountain. Neither of them are moving. And just zooming out. And then we start the next movie. And he's like,
he throws it.
He throws it off the thing. I'm not going to help you. And I'm like, bro, this is awful. I hate this. So,
dude, we should do a podcast with Harrison. I'm making up stuff on the fly right now. Right. It's like if we could rewrite The Last Jedi.
Would you rewrite it?
Rewrite it. Like
that's gonna take some preparation.
Yeah, we gotta be thinking. I'm gonna write notes. But like, cause here's the thing. I don't think that the Force Awakens was that bad.
Yeah.
I thought that it wasn't great. I mean it wasn't the best, you know?
Yeah.
But then, at the same time, it was like, it's coming back, and we were all hyped anyway, so I feel like we were so hyped. I feel like when I look at that movie, I don't think of it as a critical standpoint as much as I do Last Jedi. Because it set up a bunch of stuff. It set up, like, okay, these are the next two movies after this. We're going to, like, be able to address this. We're going to explore more of the Star Wars world. I was super excited, right? Because I'm a freaking Star Wars fanboy. And I was like, okay, Disney's like rewriting the canon, which kind of sucks.
Here's
why did
question
I read
for you?
Yeah.
What are you not a fanboy of? Like what in like either like old slash like I don't know, pop culture. What are you not a fanboy of?
I'd like you to try and just name stuff. I'd figure it out.
Okay. Are you a fan? You know, I was really relying on you to answer this question.
I don't know. I'm a fanboy of everything. I just, yeah.
Fanboy of everything.
I'm just a nerd. Okay. Yeah. I am what you might call a nerd.
But like in like the, I don't want to say least literal sense, but he's like the type of nerd that just likes everything. And but like to the point where it's like he's a little bit too relatable.
Well, that was my whole thing. I was like, if I just like everything and I become so knowledgeable about literally everything of pop culture, I can have a conversation with everyone.
There's one thing that he does not like, and that is this special person that he used to date. Hate to bring that into the podcast when we're talking about
Jeez,
this.
Man. Just sorry. Not pop culture, bro.
I'm just saying it's the one thing you've ever hated.
Yeah. Probably. I don't know if I'd say hate. It's a strong word. Hate is reserved for very few people. I don't know.
So there's Lawrence. Oh, wait, sorry. Oh, sorry. Okay. Cut that out. Okay. Lawrence is an inside joke. Don't ask.
It's a joke. It's, yeah. Okay. Lawrence. Jeez, man. It'd be kind of cray. Alright, okay. So, like I was saying, I was really excited for the new movie, and it had so many stuff, and I was like, even though it wasn't the greatest ever, I still loved it, and I was like, alright, I can't wait to see what they do with the next episode. Like, they have so much set up. Snoke raced past Luke, where he's been, why he's been out there, the Academy, Ben's backstory,
and then literally all of it. They throw it off a mountain.
Everything.
Literally.
Snoke dies. Luke throws the lightsaber. Her parents, they just left you. They were nobody. They were like junkers or whatever they're called. They got Ben's pass. Oh, he was just really troubled and went to the dark side. Like, oh my gosh, dude. They took everything and like, I just want to rewrite. I would like to do a podcast of us rewriting it.
I'm done. We can do that. So, okay, Sunday. What's the plan for Sunday?
I don't know.
Plan this out.
I'm thinking we stay after.
Four people in a booth talking about stuff.
No, I think it should be in a room.
In a room, okay.
One of the small group rooms.
One of the small, that would be sick. Okay, but like then we could also have like a closed off section for a nice little like you know.
But like if there's four of us, we could put your mic in the middle of a table and then
Here's
all talk.
How the heck would we like put it up to anything? Because we need like a PC or something. A computer.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah. So maybe we all just bring our phones and go to the booth.
Oh, we all bring our phones.
Go to the booth. Sit in there. I'll put on our mics. Just kind of. Yeah. We'll just start recording. Figure it out, bro.
We'll figure it out. It's going to happen.
Bro, we're going to get a coffee at the cafe. We're going to go inside. We're going to
sit down and start sipping away.
Sipping away.
We have to find the best room, the most optimal place to do it. So let's try to stay on the topic of Star Wars. I know I keep going off the
diverging
track. So
do you think the next one's gonna be good?
The next, I'm hoping it is. It's supposed to be the last one. It's the last one.
Right now, they're gonna do an Old Republic one, which I'm so excited for. It's a rumor that they're gonna have the directors of Game of Thrones do a new trilogy, a prequel, because the Old Republic takes place before the Clone Wars, like way before the Clone Wars. It was the Mandalorian and Sith and Jedi War, all of them mashed into one.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Play the game.
Absolutely. I agree.
Freaking love that. That's like my favorite time period.
Okay, so.
And Star Wars, obviously. Go on.
So you said Game of Thrones, which made me think of Hunger Games, because it has game in it. I still haven't watched that somehow. I've never watched or read any of the books, or any of the books or movies.
I watched the movies, I didn't read the books.
Yeah, I don't want to read the books. I don't read anything.
I only read manga. Hashtag dab.
Yeah.
Hashtag weeb. Hashtag another dab.
Yeah, I am hashtagging all of this in the video. I'm tagging all of it, as the as the kids say. I'm gonna tag it in the video,
in the description link in the bio
or dab. It's going to be this podcast. So
since we've had two clips, like, and you're gonna edit it together though.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
We should end this like 5 minutes early.
No. I'm just wondering, how far did we get last time?
We went past the intro. You talked about the Star Wars characters. You have to.
But I'm talking about like how many minutes.
Oh, it was like five.
Five, really? I feel like there's a lot more than that.
Dude, we're only 11 minutes in.
With this one. We'll figure it out. Whatever. We'll just go as long as until we just have absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, I'm curious. Should we stay a little bit off the Star Wars track?
Okay.
No. Okay. Now let's finish the Star Wars real quick.
Finish the Star Wars. Okay. I don't know where you're going with it, but I'm down. So.
All I'm saying is I think they wrote themselves into a corner. They took all the great ideas that they could explore and like build upon and have good in The Last Jedi, and they just threw it out. What are they going to do with the new one? They're like wrote himself into a corner, and J.J. Abrams, they switched directors. So they went to J.J. Abrams, and he's the director of Force Awakens. He's like, I set this all up for you, and then you threw it away, and now he's going to have to pick up the pieces and like add Darth Sidious, which, bro, the Emperor is not gonna fit well into this. I don't think so, because they're like, who's our villain now? Kylo Ren is just misunderstood. Kylo Ren is not good or bad. And Kylo Ren's whatever. And then it's like, who's the bad guy? Oh, well, remember the bad guy if, like the entire like from the prequels.
Dude, it would have been kind of crazy. Like
what?
This would have switched up everything. So what if so Kylo Ren and Rey, they meet up, but then joke's on you guys, Kylo Ren was actually putting up an act the entire time, and he wasn't just a pouty little booty butt. He was actually a real man and made the decision to cold-heartedly kill Rey and save the universe, because Rey was actually an alien species sent to... It's a parasite, right? Sent to take over the entire galaxy, as he knows it. So he actually had to kill Han Solo to make her think that, in reality, he is the bad guy. But jokes on freaking her. She's a parasite. And he just killed her, and he saved the universe. That's my new plot. If you guys like it, make sure to
follow. That was so good.
It was so good. And then
that's better one than it's what it's probably going to be. So apparently, they have obviously the movie's done, right? Yeah. They're not working on it anymore. Yeah. So it's done. It just hasn't been released yet. And they've done like a screening for like critics, to go in and watch. And apparently they walked out halfway through because it was so bad.
No.
That's what I heard. It could be, not real.
From who?
But there's like at least five Star Wars YouTubers I watch and like a couple of podcasts that have said, there's people that just walked out. Because it just like gotten such a tangled up in like a web of just confusion.
Because it was going in such a great direction. Like I would say,
the first one set up a really good. Yeah,
plot. The first hour and 30 minutes of the movie, like I was down, and then they brought Luke, and I was like, I'm down for that. Then we see Luke, and he's just this old guy that obviously doesn't want to be there. They're dragging him in for another few movies. He wants to get out of there as soon as possible. He's like, all right, guys, I want to disappear, like my boy Yoda.
And Obi-Wan, both of them.
And Obi-Wan. Well, but Obi-Wan kind of just got lasered and instantly got KO'd.
No, he accepted it. He said, I don't have the will to fight you anymore. Put down his lightsaber, and then just it disappeared in the Force.
No, he got hit by the lightsaber, then his cloak just like...
Yeah, he disappeared right as he got hit, because he...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Whatever. So, he was like, okay, dude, I want to make me disappear like Obi-Wan and my boy Yoda. And then they're like, okay, we got you. So now he's gone. He's not in the movie anymore. Speaking of Star Wars, I was watching Mandalorian.
You watching Thor?
Mandalorian.
Oh, Mandalorian.
And dude, Baby Yoda might be the cutest character Star Wars has ever made.
It's just the cutest thing anything has ever made.
It's the best design I've ever seen for any character.
Yeah. Have you seen the new episode?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good. Yeah.
Good. We don't want to spoil it, though, for people who are listening.
So basically what happened was, I'm not going to tell you to go watch.
There was a cliffhanger, but it was...
Well, it was a really bad cliffhanger.
It was bad. It was a bad cliffhanger. Good episode overall, but like, it just, it's like Nani, you know, just like what's happening here.
Yeah, I don't know.
But although, yeah, I do think The Mandalorian so far is like the best that Disney Star Wars has made.
Yeah, it gives me Clone Wars vibes in the fact that it isn't like, it's part of the series, but it's also like a side story, you know?
Yeah, although Clone Wars was a lot more intertwined.
There was Yoda, there was that one guy with the purple lightsaber.
Mace Windu.
Yeah.
I call him Mike Window.
I call him Purple Lightsaber Guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Star Wars trivia, do you know what the purple lightsaber stands for?
Isn't it like he's like... No idea, actually.
So he's a Jedi. So yeah. Blue and red.
Oh, he's
make
like
purple. So he's neutral. Well, he's a Jedi, but he uses like he's aggressive in his fighting style. He uses this. He uses anger and emotions to.
Yeah, I never heard that before. Good. That's weird. I heard something else. I don't know what it was though.
It's like he's a Jedi who's also in tune. Like uses some Sith stuff. But yeah, it's at least in Legends, the original Star Wars, how George Lucas made it. It was like, you know, the kyber crystals that they use for the. Lightsabers, you know, they're all different depending on like how you were, and you had to like you were like one with the kyber crystal and had to like make a relationship, and now it's a little different. I think it's like the same premise. I haven't been getting into Disney lore too much because they changed a bunch. I should probably catch up, but whatever.
Yeah
anyway,
here's the question. How's on quality? Like someone, it's like the best. Is this good
right now? It's really good. There's been a couple times throughout this it glitched a little bit.
Is this good?
This is good, yeah. I'll let you know if it gets bad.
All right, sick.
But yeah, I feel like I have literally taken over the podcast and just talked about Star Wars this entire time.
I mean, it filled up an episode.
That's what matters. You wanna add anything? You wanna say anything about Star Wars or anything about anything else? Just go ahead, man. It's all you.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Just kidding. I don't have to think. So basically, who's your favorite Marvel character overall, and give me four reasons why.
In what? Like MCU? Or like
all the MCU. Throughout the entire MCU.
Like Disney's Marvel. You know the terminology of MCU. Like their Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like in the movies.
Yes. Yeah.
In the movies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then my answer is different. Okay, so therefore, I believe my favorite character of all. Huh. Jeez, man. Iron Man's really good. Tony.
Okay. Yeah.
Tony Stark's probably up there. No. Star Lord. That's it. Star Lord's my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get that.
That's like the one thing they did way better than the comics is Star-Lord.
So, if there is something that I'm passionate about, it's Marvel. I have watched every single Marvel movie in existence. It's really easy to do. Just go on Disney Plus. They're all there except for Infinity War. Endgame's there. Infinity War is not. Also, Ant-Man and
Wasp. Do they have like all the... Because they just bought out the X-Men and Fox and stuff. Oh, so,
that's coming. Right here. I think it's coming.
Okay.
But basically, so I've always loved Iron Man, and like everybody likes Iron Man the best because he's like really like charismatic, and I don't know if I said charismatic. That, but I think I did.
You said charismatic. It's charismatic.
Oh, charismatic. Well, that's what I meant to say.
Wait, I don't think because charismatic a word. Wait, it's charismatic. That's what it is.
Charismatic, dude. That's what it is. You're charismatic. Kind of
we're both wrong, but I actually ended up getting
so charismatic. Yeah, absolutely. So he's much more charismatic, and he's just like an overall, just he's a great character. He has his funny times, he has his serious times.
He actually goes through an arc.
Star-Lord is kind of genuinely an idiot, which is the reason I love him.
He's so stupid.
He's he's so much better with Gamora, which is like, yeah. I'm worried about the next thing of
because his whole character was like they both built yeah. off each other. I did not like Gamora in the first one, but in the second one, yeah. I really liked her.
So the second one, they really had a good thing going on. But then the problem is with the next one, Gamora has been replaced by Nebula.
Yeah,
that's not gonna work well. So if because okay, I don't love Nebula as a character. I think her backstory, like, I like her backstory because it's like she's abused by Thanos. She's like Thanos.
Her backstory was a lot cooler in the comic. You want to know what she did with the Infinity Gauntlet?
What happened?
So, the Infinity Stones worked a little differently. I don't want to go into that too much because there's like in the comics, they like, you know, in the movies, it's like the Infinity Stones, the all power. Like, that is the biggest power, right? Yeah. That's like very low on the spectrum of power in the comics. There's like so many other cosmic entities.
Dude, okay. Way powerful. So when I was younger, I stumbled upon this Marvel comic. Okay, I think it was Marvel. Either Marvel or DC. It was a Marvel comic, and it was in the library. It was in the teen section, so I probably shouldn't have been there.
Ooh, jeez, man.
I was kind of spicing it up a little bit. So I'm in there, and I see this one comic. And I'm like, bro, I love this character. I don't know what it was, but it was a really well-drawn superhero. And then I see it, and then it's this guy getting out of a car, and he goes into a house, and his daughter's there. He kisses her goodnight, and then he blows up the house, and you see the daughter in the window screaming, "Help me, Dad!" And I'm like, I'm traumatized. I still remember this. I should not remember. I don't remember like everything. I don't remember the character. All I remember is the daughter in the window, while the house is burning, saying, "Help me, Dad!" While the guy sits in his car crying. And I never read any of the other thing because I was so traumatized after reading this little comic section, and it still traumatizes me. Speaking of traumatizing child activities, so there was this one show. I'm pretty sure I stumbled across it when I was like 7 while I was watching Wild War Wubsy. I was on autoplay on YouTube
because
I didn't own any streaming services. So it's autoplay. I don't know how to press play on anything. So then it comes across this one show. I'm not sure if this is an actual show, but it's what's it called? It's like the Tree Friends family or whatever.
Okay.
It's like cute little things.
Okay. Bro, your mic's you hyped that up so much.
I don't know if I was in like a sensitive mind state of
mind. I mean, pretty bad, but like, dude, the thing it that wasn't like
me, it's like little kids watching.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it started out really tame, like a storybook open. Yeah, it was a little thing, and then the guy started like saluting, and then the green.
Do you look like a Hitler character or something?
No, and it was just ended up being the exact same thing, and it wasn't a roller coaster. He was in the back of a plane and then jumped and killed the guy, and then stuck a grenade inside of him and blew him up, and then he jumped down. He jumped from the air into another plane.
It was like he slit his throat and then just started stabbing him.
He slit him through his throat and then stabbed and then opened up and put the grenade down his spine, put a head back on.
Okay, that's just...
Oh my gosh.
Dude, it's so awful.
It was funny, the music made it, and then afterwards, I think like something went over him, because then he went into therapy and was like, what did I do? It zoomed down, he was like on like a play.
The thing that disturbed me most was the fact there's no talking at all.
Yeah, there's no words.
It's like, so weird, like who made that? Like there's not much known about it other than the fact that it exists, and it is not-
4 million subscribers.
4 million?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's that. Don't watch that if you are below the age of 85 or you are just... that's good advice by me. So we are currently at like 30-something minutes.
No,
so we
like can 40, man. Right? We've got a lot. I mean, unless you want to go on, I don't really care. I think I have time.
Okay. I have time too. We could wrap it up and hop on something else or whatever. We could plan for the next episode. Because the way it's going right now, we have enough time. We can do like one episode a day, basically.
After school, we get on and.
Yeah, because it's so easy.
This is like just go get Anchor if you're trying to do a podcast ever.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's so free. We're not sponsored by them. We just have the app, and let's just say it is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. It's really easy to use.
So freaking simple. Editable.
It's so editable. We can't really edit the fronts or backs off of anything, so you can't like change the size of the clip. So it's kind of straight, just like what it is. I don't know if you can do it. It's not readily there. So
we'll probably try and figure it out, but
yeah, we can try.
Do you want to get on in a party and do it when we done?
Yeah, sure.
All right. That was not a really good sentence.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this little podcast. This episode is we stayed on topic for the most part.
Sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. Sponsored by Skillshare.
I hope you guys enjoyed. Never look up that one show, The Happy Tree Family. Happy Tree Family. Because it will scar you for life. Mom, talking to you. Don't look it up because you don't want to see it. I scarred myself. I don't want you getting scarred too. You might cry, but not in a mean way. I love you, Mom. Love you, Dad. Love you, brother. Love you, everybody else that's watching. And if you have stayed till the end of the video, let me just congratulate you because you have wasted a good 45 whatever minutes
to 50 minutes of your life.
You, good job.
Once again, do something productive.
Do something productive. Do some push-ups. Get fit. This is also directed at myself. Go do your stupid project that's probably due. If
on my end, I wouldn't say Happy Tree Family isn't too bad. I mean, it's bad. But you hyped it up so much. I was expecting to like never come back to the podcast, like leave state. I was expecting to never go to sleep. I was expecting my entire night to be ruined. I hesitantly watched it and I was like laughing. Because I thought it was funny.
Like a child, you know? Like a child, he's like going
through. I can imagine. A little kid watching that. Yeah. Okay, whatever.
He's on the screen singing along the happy little kid song, blah, 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 blah. And then, there's a bomb getting dropped on this little village of tiny little people, and they're all blown to smithereens, guts everywhere. And then, before you know it, we're at a carnival. We're on a roller coaster. There's a guy. He's getting dying over and over and over again. And then, next scene, they're all there, still happy. They're like, you know what? What if I jumped off the roller coaster, got splatted into the ground? Would I be happy hanging out?
I didn't watch that far. I only watched a little bit. Maybe it was. I only watched the Nazi guy.
It was like a 30-second clip, and it was just a bunch of deaths. And I hated it. It was awful.
That must have been pretty traumatizing.
Like, is this seriously a show for kids? And I was like, oh, this is the show that I accidentally stumbled along when I was 7. And I hated it. Anyway, guys, I hope you had a great day. Have a great rest of your week. It's Friday. No, it's Saturday. Saturday by 54 minutes. I hope you guys had a great listen. Go do something productive. And my name is Tree. I'll see you guys later. Goodbye.
Peace. Hope we can piece this all back together.
Yeah, I apologize for the sudden cut. We didn't miss anything at all.
Okay, we can piece this all together, right?
Okay, yeah. You can.
Okay. Autoplayed.
The show is called The Happy Tree Friends. Never watch it. It was a kid. It's one of those shows made by this guy that knows how to animate. And he makes the decision to put it on like a bunch of kids' sites, so they're watching.
Like, don't hug me, I'm scared.
Yeah, basically.
Something like that.
I have, like, so much more. It's just honestly disgusting the amount of gore is in there. Like, me as a 15-year-old male watching this video, you know, I'm basically like the biggest freaking alpha male in existence.
Oh, of course. Oh yeah.
I'm watching this thing. I'm watching this video. I'm sick to my stomach. It's disgusting. So these little cute kids watching this video, And then their faces, like the kids watching the video, I see their faces. They're singing along. They're so happy. And then before you know it, the favorite character is getting stabbed by this one guy sitting in the back of a roller coaster. I don't know what he's called. He's wearing like a Nazi uniform, except it's green. So that's something. And the entire time they're just singing this like little song. They're like la 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 la. And I'm over here just like, bro, he's getting brutally murdered. What's going on here? So then I look into it. This is on a TikTok, by the way. This is what I saw. I look into it and I realize it's this whole show. And I was like, yo, wait, I saw this when I was 7 years old with my little brother named Espen. If you're watching this video, I hope you're enjoying.
It was three at the time, right? Because you're four older than him.
He doesn't remember it at all. I asked him about it.
Yeah.
But like, okay. So it's disgusting.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
I watched 30 seconds and had to put it down because it was so bad. Like, it's honestly disgustingly gruesome.
I've literally never heard you say that much about anything.
Yeah, it was awful. I hated it.
Coming from you, that's like really.
You should watch it. We can pause real quick. You can watch it.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. See you in a second.